and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day
411.
How are we all doing? How did pre-order day go? I know. Deb has got. Say she secured the Holy Grail. Right, let me get the chat up, see who's first in the chat. Tell you what, certainly wasn't me. No. Issues. But we're live now. So, let me check. Hello, Renee. Renee was in first. Mike, you don't count, I'm afraid. So that makes Simon second. Hello, Simon.
That's told me, hasn't it?
Yep. Hello, Deb. Hello, Tony. And yes, there's young Jonathan. Oh, fabulous. Jonathan was panicking. No, it's fine, Jonathan. We're here now. What's dinner? Is there gherkins? Need to know. Hello, Kim. So does everybody have that Friday feeling? Do you? Deb's wallet's crying. Oh, what was it, Deb? What have you secured? Because we've got, what have we got? Because aren't you in the market for an Apple Pencil as well? Simon's got that Friday feeling. Excellent. So you're not taking Dusty Cow walking then or anything? You're avoiding that now. Do you know? You know what's that thing they say? Is it cognitive resonance or something? Where you clock something because somebody else has mentioned it, so it's on your mind. If I've seen one story about rampaging cows in fields in the last 2 days, must have seen half a dozen. And I don't think I would have noticed. But obviously now, every time I see one, I think, oh, Simon and Dusty. Maybe off walking till tomorrow. Oh, cognitive dissonance. That's the one. That. iPad silver, 2 terabytes. Wow. 12.9, no new pencil. Oh, have you got a pencil that'll work with it? Does pencil one work with a pencil two iPads?
Don't believe it does.
No, I didn't think it did. No, it doesn't, does it?
No.
Because you can't plug it in.
Mm.
And that's how it connected. Oh. I somehow ended up, didn't I, with 3 pencils. This sounds like they were breeding. No, I got my first pencil. 2015. Isn't that frightening? The pencil's 6 this year. I got that. Well, I didn't get it. I ordered it. That's right. And the iPad arrived. I didn't go and pick that one up. It arrived. It was delivered. But they were out of pencils. Nobody on the planet could find a pencil. So I did no more than took the iPad that had arrived up to the Apple store at the Trafford Centre where they had pencils. So he said, we haven't got any in stock. I said, that doesn't matter. I intend to stand here and play with it for the next hour on my iPad. And you know they let me do it. Oh, those were the days. So, yeah. So there I am taking pictures of my iPad with a pencil. And all my mates on Twitter are like, oh, have you got your pencil? No. It was on loan from the Apple store. Got booted out in the end, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah. I think we overstayed our welcome that day. But never mind. Ah. Oh, 2 terabytes, though. Wow. And have you got a plan for when it arrives? Why did I think you were getting the space grey one? Why did I think that? Is the front white on that on the silver one? Or did they do away with all of that nonsense? I can't remember. Let me have a look. I think I saw it was due in July. Was it July? Oh, Dev already has a pencil too. In that case, no need for another one unless you want to have it with both. Let's have a look. Let's go do the Apple thing. We almost bought one, didn't we, Mike, for your mother?
Yeah.
Mike's mother definitely needs an iPad. Right, order, learn more. Let's have a little look-see. Right, I'll click on that one and then I'll click on that one. Oh, you're right. They've done away with that white-fronted thing. Oh, in that case, I can see the advantage of that. Let's switch between them. I'm actually surprised. I don't know why I thought there was a gold one. Clearly in my mind there was a gold one. Is there a gold one on the 11-inch? Apple. It's taking me around multiple pages while I'm trying to ponder this thing. Right, 11-inch. colours. No, there is no gold anymore. They've clearly understood the fact that a pro model doesn't need a gold one. Sometime in June or July. That's odd, isn't it? That is... If it's going to be June, why didn't they just leave it till WWDC and then do what they used to do? Where it's... And you know, shipping tomorrow. Oh, that you know, when Steve Jobs used to say those words and it ships tomorrow. Oh, manna from heaven. But they don't do that anymore. It's like, can we have your money in our bank account for the next 3 months and then possibly we'll think of sending you something. Oh, talking of which, there was a story that I saw. There it is. This was, it says 6 hours ago, but it's probably a day ago. Yeah, this was yesterday. Timmy talking about chips and the lack of. But, you know, when they say that, Kim, if they say, you know, no chips, shortage of chips, oh, you make the chips, remember? So them now saying, oh, well, there's a shortage of chips, that used to mean not our fault, it's Intel. But now it's Apple's fault. I don't understand that. There'd been a message on the site saying 21st of May and then it went bye-bye. Know the feeling, Deb. Know the feeling very, very well. That happens all the time to me. Oh, the funniest one of that was our phones, wasn't it? In 2016. Oh, that was funny. We hadn't had a phone for a good few years at that stage. Mike more so than me. So I think you were still toting a four, weren't you? From 2010.
I think so.
And this was 2016. He had another phone in the meanwhile. He had one of my old ones because his broke. But there we were. And it was one of these, you've got to get up at stupid o'clock, which is midnight Pacific and 8 o'clock in the morning here. Well, obviously 8 o'clock, stupid o'clock for me. So I stagger out of bed after like 3 hours sleep. I am bog-eyed and all bleary. And I'm looking at the thing. And it said, you know, ships on shipping day. No problem. So did all of the thing. And they did that bait and switch manoeuvre. The one where it's, oh, yes, you can have this release day. Click buy me now. Go on. Click buy me now. Now, where you go? Click it. Ah, ship slipped by 3 weeks. Bad words were said. Lots and lots of bad words. I was so furious. I couldn't sleep, so I couldn't go back to sleep. I was grumpy, wasn't I?
You were.
I was incredibly, incredibly grumpy. Anyway, after about another hour, maybe 45 minutes. So at that stage, I'd bought a watch and two phones. But I was so grumpy. Anyway, what I would normally have done was, as soon as I'd bought them, as long as they'd got same day shipping, I would have been fine. And I would have gone to bed. And anyway, I was so grumpy. I just stayed in the office grumping for like an hour. And I thought, I'm going to go to bed. You know, I've had enough of this. I'm grumpy. So I checked my email before I went to bed. And you know when you do that thing where your eyes go down and you think, yeah, whatever. And then you go, ah! And I went up a bit and it said the Lowry, which is a theatre close by. And Eric Cantona was coming for a powwow night. Tickets were going left and right and they weren't cheap either. Didn't we end up paying over 200 quid? Mm. Yeah, it was an expensive do that because we got two tickets for the first night and two tickets for the second night. These executive tickets where you got to meet him. So by the time I'd spent about 500 quid on those tickets, no, hang on, that would be £800 on tickets to meet Eric Cantona, a watch, which was about 300 odd, and two iPhones at nearly a grand each. I think I topped it out at about 4,000, 4,002, something like that. So I then tweeted, you know, phone secured, have just got the Eric tickets, just spent £4,200, think I need to go to bed. And I did. But if Apple had given me that phone on release day, I wouldn't have been awake, would I, when the Eric tickets came in. So we got, weren't we three rows back in the middle? Oh, there were fabulous seats. Fabulous seats. And we got to meet him. So that was a very, very expensive day, that was. Hmm. Anyway, can't wait for you, Deb. It'll be so exciting. Oh, two cats in the garden. The naughty dog is going nuts. Lola likes cats.
7:35 to 8:05.
Oh, is this potentially Wendy, but maybe not?
Yes.
Do we know who it is?
No.
We don't until they get here.
No.
Oh, it's like Christmas unwrapping a parcel, isn't it? Oh, right. Let's carry on. I thought you said space grey, Deb. I don't think it matters now, and you'll probably put it in some kind of case. The cases were all their money, weren't they? I think I saw them at £88 for the cheapest, which is that fold-over folio thing. Last time on my 11-inch, and I will admit it's looking a bit shiny now, but my 11-inch, I was like, I don't know what case I want for it, but I need a case from like day one. So I thought, right, what I'll do is I'll get the cheapest case that I can find on Amazon. So I did. And it arrived. And the case arrived way before the iPad, obviously. yeah, because this was coming with Pencil 2, wasn't it, this one? It's 3 years old now. And the case arrived, and there I am playing with the case. Sadly, no iPad. Then the iPad arrived, and I put it on, and I thought, I can't tell this from the Apple one. And it was the cheapest I could get my hands on. So I'm not one for spending a huge amount of money on that. But I know you like your bridge keyboards. But I'm quite happy with that one. I can't imagine using it without a case. But what I really wanted was just a gel back. Most of my iPads have a gel back, so they don't have a front cover on them. One, two, three, four, five, six have got no front cover on. Two have a front cover. One is one that I use for watching Now TV programmes. So the case that it has is one of these like fold over things. It doesn't turn it on and off, or does it? Let me have a look. Do you turn it on and off? Oh, you do. Oh, amazing. Didn't know that. That one is, let me have a look. That one's called Butterfly, that iPad. But the front cover slips back and it turns into like a stand, which is the reason that I use it. Not that that works particularly well, but it works enough to watch a TV on. And the other one is the one on the 11-inch that just folds over. So did you treat yourself to a case as well? Or are you looking around? Aren't the chips being made in Taiwan? Geopolitical problems. The thing with Apple is, I mean, Donald Trump wanted them to produce stuff in America, and you can't really argue with that. Jobs at home and all of that. They kind of sort of paid that lip service. I really lost respect for Timmy when he was basically briefing behind the Don's back, but cozying him up to him in meetings and having photo ops with him. If you don't like the guy, then don't turn up. It's a bit two-faced. And if you do turn up, then don't then brief against him. No integrity, that. No integrity. But if they were made at home, then there would be less of an issue, wouldn't there? The price of hard drives never really recovered from one of the... It wasn't the first tsunami. It was the second that hit out Asia Parkway somewhere. And the price of drives...
Can you unplug the camera?
Can I unplug the camera?
Yeah.
Have you broken it again?
No, it just says it's offline.
It's not offline. You can use the one downstairs.
Okay.
But I can pull the plug if you like. Right. It should ping when it comes back online.
The Wendy mobile.
The Wendy mobile.
Or Wendy cam. Yeah, Wendy cam.
If it's Wendy, we don't know, do we? We don't know yet. So hard drives went from probably about £60 to about 150. They went down a bit after that, but never really got down to the level that they were before. I think they just do it to recalibrate. That they get to a point where they know, not that it's too cheap, but that if they don't recalibrate, people will get used to that price and then they won't want to pay any more ever. So it never did get back to the dizzying depths of that, which I would have liked. Hello, Tracy. Oh, Tracy has had a lovely lunch to celebrate the anniversary. Only something hasn't agreed with me now. I feel sick. Oh, Tracy. Tracy, no. Oh, that's not good. What was the food? iPad cost more than the laptop. And that wasn't cheap. Hubby stayed up half the night trying to order it until he figured out it couldn't be ordered until 5 a.m. No, what you need to do on launch day, they've changed the hours. It used to be midnight and then it shifted. I think it's because New York don't like it. If it's 8 a.m. in the UK, it's 3 a.m. in New York and midnight Pacific, and New York were getting pigged off with it. So now it's 1 p.m. in the UK, which would mean it was 5 a.m. Pacific. But 8 o'clock, New York. So they changed that last time, I do believe. priority for a case, apart from shock resistance, is a secure place for the pencil. Tell me about it. That magnetic thing is more of like hope than expectation, isn't it? It sits there as long as you don't move the iPad. But if you move the iPad, that's it. All bets are off. The pencil just disappears. As poor Pete found. Right. Bridge provides a soft magnetic cover for the back. You're going to try and see if the bridge you have will work with a new iPad since you've only had this one under a year. I remember you getting that, Deb. Didn't Bridge bring out a new one, though? And I don't know if it was like a new one to fit the iPad. Soft magnetic cover for the back. I would have thought the issue was going to be with the back, the camera. Because now it's got like 15 lenses and it's much bigger, so the hole would need to be bigger. Amazon, I would have thought, would have something. But I can understand if you've bought the Bridge one. It'd be good if they made it in such a way that you could kind of alter the camera port, or it ignored the camera port, or something like that. Let's have a look. iPad Pro 2021 case. Let's see what it offers. Best put the size in as well, hadn't we? Right, let's try that. They do look almighty chunky, don't they, these cases? Really chunky. What's that one look like? And does it have a secure place for the pencil? Oh, I think it does. I think we've got a winner for Tracy, should she decide to buy one. There we go. Let's have a look at that. That's got some kind of wrap round something on it that does actually cover the pencil. That's not a bad idea, that. Check that one out, Tracy. Well, would that appeal? And what colours do they do it in? It does look a bit odd, though, that it does stick out at the side. But you can at least see on that one, the camera thing on the back, how big that would actually need to be. I still think that pencil could neatly slip out of that. How much is this thing that I'm looking at? $15.99, but you can get 10% voucher off it. Oh, that's not bad. Wider touchpad and snaps in. Camera over the one that you have is large. It might fit. I guess it depends which model it is. It certainly wouldn't fit mine. My last 12.9 was 2017. So it had the rounded ends on it. It's not even got like the new sides. Oh, Renee could eat an entire dinner solely of chocolate. Couldn't we all, Renee? Do you know, we had our friend Ellen, and she was in hospital. She had a serious stroke and it caused all kinds of problems after that. She then had like 3 heart attacks. It was a nightmare. She was in there for 6 months and they kept giving her carrots. It didn't matter if it was breakfast. It was toast with carrots. And lunch, oh, maybe carrot soup. And dinner, carrots. Honestly, she'd have turned orange. She'd been in there that long. So we always have this giggle. Whenever we go anywhere, it's like, oh, look, there's carrots for Ellen. So when it was her birthday, actually on the day of our ladies' night, I said to Mike, we've got to do Ellen a cake. And we did this cake. We got the cake, but I wanted it to have carrots on it. So I made this huge carrot. So it was chocolate cake, and I cut a hole in the cake. And if you can imagine like crumbs of chocolate cake, it looked like soil. The icing was green, and then there was this huge carrot that I put on the top of it. But while I was looking for the carrot, because I didn't intend to make the carrot initially, I ended up having to make the carrot because I couldn't get a carrot the size that I wanted out of like fondant icing. So it wasn't a genuine carrot, thankfully. So I did all of that. But while I was looking for the carrot, I discovered that chocolate vegetables were a thing. They had cauliflower, they had broccoli, they had sprouts, and they were all chocolate that you could like throw on the top of this cake. Fabulous. I didn't know that. I had no idea. My knowledge of chocolate stops at Galaxy. I don't even like the Bourneville stuff that Dad used to love. Ugh. Far too bitter. Far too bitter. Right, let's have a look.
That camera's not come back.
Hasn't it? Okay, let me have another go. Let's try that one. Nope, it's not that one. It could be that one. Right, let's try that one next to the black one.
Wendy right. Cam.
Wendy Cam. Let's try again Wendy with Wendy Cam. Chocolate samosas. Never. I like samosas.
That's like chocolate Mars bars.
Do you mean deep fried chocolate Mars bars? Oh my! And there you go. Oh, it's alive again. Right, that's
it's
the camera
alive.
Back on.
Gordon's alive.
It's alive. It's alive. I might need to try those. Oh, if they do white ones, then that's not chocolate. Then I'm okay.
Yeah, Kim said that.
Coma after the cod. Coma. Not coma. Coma. Cover is akin to the one you got for the 12.9. I still think the pencil could possibly slip off, though. But it adds such bulk to it. That's what's so annoying. Couldn't they just make the magnet that little bit stronger? I certainly wouldn't throw mine into a bag and expect the pencil to be attached to it when I got to the other end. You might as well take it off and put it in something else. It's ridiculous. Oh, 23 years ago. But that's 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Lost 54 kilos. That's a lot, isn't it? We don't work in kilos here. But that's a lot. Let me quickly do the maths. Right. And then divide that by that. Oh, that's amazing, Renee. That's amazing. Well done to you. Hello, Dee. How are you doing? The lunch wasn't actually large. They're quite tasty, though. When the meals are smaller, they tend to concentrate on the taste, don't they? If you think about the kind of stuff that you get here, you know, like fish and chips.
Mm.
They go for quantity rather than quality. Let's just say that. So sometimes it can be quite nice to just have like a tiny taste of something and then move on to something else. There is a place that we go that's the best of both worlds. You don't eat for 2 days before you go, and you don't eat for a week after you get back. It's where we have our Italian night. So it's an Italian, would you say restaurant? Or
like a bistro.
Yeah, like a bistro. Because during the day, it's a cafe. And then in the evening, they change the whole layout. So instead of it having like more like picnic table style layouts with picnicky tablecloths, in the evening it's totally different. So we have our Italian night there, but they also do like, we did St. George's night there, didn't we? I think we only did it once, though.
Don't think it's actually open in the evenings.
Well, it's private functions,
yeah,
really, isn't it?
It's only open for Catanians.
But their food is to die for. How many courses was the standard
about
Italian?
About six, I think, wasn't it?
About six or seven courses. The last one is like coffee, isn't it? But that's after the cheese and biscuits, which is after the dessert. So the cheese and biscuits is as well as a dessert. And then you've got the first starter, the second starter, and then you've got like an intro course, and then you've got the main course, plus the dessert, plus the cheese and biscuits, plus the coffee. So, yeah, seven courses. You just don't eat. Trust me, you don't eat for days. But the food is absolutely beautiful. It really is. Hello, Paul. Did you miss it last night, Paul? I did my reading. I did my first reading last night. I got two paragraphs that we then yakked about for about an hour. But they were good paragraphs. They were good paragraphs. Last night's entire session was 3 hours, 35 minutes. So, yeah, when you hear me say I just popped into book club, that pretty much means bring a blanket and provisions. But we all had a good time. I love the way at the end we all do like a Night John Boy bit where he goes round and everybody has to say something about it, me included. So I laid a quote on them and they're like that. So, yeah, good night was had by all. But Mike had to leave, unfortunately, didn't you?
I did. More
of that later. He was in the middle of a match, and you know how stressed he gets. He's worse than the players. And it wasn't, let's just say it wasn't going well.
Bad words were said.
Oh, look at all this gorgeous food. Look at that. Now, you see, that first one with a little bread thing, that just looks really nice. You wouldn't need that much, would you? Because you'd be so stuffed, and you wouldn't want to be stuffed. But it looks nice. I like the way that's like being under the grill. Yeah, all just enough to taste. Oh, yes. I can't believe that you're ill now, though. That's not on. You want to enjoy this. Oh, is this alcohol I see before me? And lots of it. Oh, what's the bit with the alcohol? It's the one where there's something with what looks like an olive on it. And then something that looks a bit crispy. What's that one? Not seen anything that looks like that. How's Mr. Tracy? Did he cope with it all? Oh, I'm loving the slate that it served on as well. We had one of those, didn't we? And it broke. I know, how can you break slate? Oh, yes, it all looks really tasty. I'm really impressed with that. Oh, the look at the dessert. I think it's a dessert. Oh, that looks beautiful. A gorgeous plate. Looks like a sun. A radiant sun. Do you know what we haven't seen for a long, long time? Bread from Simon. Have you been good, Simon? Oh, look at the chocolate samosas, Mike. Now, that does look sickly, I'll grant you.
I like those.
Mike's just going to Asda and seeing if they sell them for tomorrow. Aren't you, Mike? Right. Renee went to Austria and ordered chicken schnitzel with fries. Got three schnitzel stacked up on a plate of fries. It was horrendous. Oh, poor, he missed it. Got busy with other stuff. It's available on demand. If you want to hear my dulcet tones reading the book out, it's available on demand. It got quite intricate with good students and bad students. It was good. It was very good. Have you seen Northern English Guy on YouTube? Reviews, takeaways, blew up. Started trending and went from 6,000 subscribers to 110 in a week. All he does is review takeaways.
There's his schnitzels. We used to have turkey schnitzels.
I'm not sure I've actually had that. Probably not. Dad loved his traditional British fare. And the other thing, of course, was, given where he worked, he would bring vegetables home every week, like a huge bag of vegetables. So a lot of what we ate was fresh. No, I don't think I've seen. We'd probably call that a fritter of some description, wouldn't we?
Mm. It's basically chicken in batter. It's like a chicken burger.
I would say, though, on a personal level, I would like that if I'm going to have fries, which I don't because I don't eat potatoes, but if I were, it'd be a good idea if they were actually cooked rather than being anemic.
Yeah, they look a bit anemic, don't they? Thinking that myself.
I'm very particular with stuff like that, so I'll say to Mike, he'll bring it in and I'll say, could we possibly have them cooked at all?
Looks like the chips I made a while back.
Oh, yes, I fancied chips, didn't I? And Mike said, I'll get the bag. So we did. Oh, dear. I tell you what, not had any since. Don't fancy them anymore. They just didn't brown.
They're anemic.
No, they just didn't cook properly. No, it's not Mike. Mike's fabulous. Simon hasn't found the time to bake lately. Oh, no, Simon. Just love seeing your stuff. It's so professional and just so mouth-watering. Oh, poor baby Simons and Mrs. Simon. I'm sure they'd enjoy it if you did. Particularly those baguette ones, because I like looking at the baguette ones. They're nice. I dream of baguettes and how nice they used to taste. Chicken in batter. We'd probably call that a fritter here, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Chicken fritter. But I've not actually seen many like that. There's garlic. What's that thing that you do? Is it chicken Kiev?
Chicken Kiev.
So there's chicken in it, but inside that there's like garlic butter that's melted. That's nice. There's just quite a lot of that on that plate, isn't there? Maybe one of those in it would have been enough. Nothing is what it seems. The martini was juice of a mixed veg. Well, it looked like alcohol. Wow. Pound the meat flat before breading it. Yeah, I would say the chicken that we have, although it's doubled up. So there's like two layers of the chicken inside what we would have. But it's very nice anyway. Mike did it the other day and it was delicious. This is the one that blew up. Okay, I'm going to have a look at the one that blew up. Do I need to see the one that blew up? Let's have a look. Wow, he's got another 4,000 subscribers here. Rate my takeaway. Oh, the things people will watch. But you do, don't you? I wonder where he is with that one. Grandma in Bolton cooked and sold me breakfast from her house. I will leave that one there and I will watch that later. Do we still have no news of Neil? No, no news from Neil. If we hear, we will let you know. Oh, no, see, Jonathan loves chicken Kiev.
Yay!
D is now addicted to him. Don't even know why. Oh, I'll tell you what, let me hear the accent. Is this thing on? Because we'll only get feedback if it is. Let me have a go. No, it's my headphones on. So I'll put my headphones on and have a listen. I would say, even just glancing at him, Bolton. Well, let me have a listen. I'm on mute at the minute. That is a real northern accent. Have you had a listen, Mike?
No.
That is a real northern accent. I would say possibly Salford Way, maybe between Salford and Bolton, something like that. But that's a real northern accent. Remember when I said, people said at university, well, you don't have a northern accent. That's what the kind of accent that they meant. So yes, most people round here speak like that. I guess it was my years in London and Oxford that mean I'm not quite the way that I was. But never mind. Broad Yorkshire, some people might need subtitles. That sounds more northern than Yorkshire to me. We'll find out. Where's he from? Does it say where he's from? No, it doesn't. It does sound northern to me. Oh, he's got loads of comments as well, hasn't he? People just love this stuff. Maybe that's what we should do. I should get Mike to
come. He's from Leeds and he's called Danny.
That sounds like a northern accent though, doesn't it? Listen to it, Boltonish way.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim might need a translation on that. Ooh, let's have a look. When we see the... Oh, good grief, out in the street. Genius. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's lockdown that's doing it. Tell you what, though, where he sat with that, you can see the houses in the background. Isn't it Coronation Street-ish? You've got the cobbled streets. There are not many of those left. Partly because councils will build over them. And partly because sometimes those stones are so expensive, they get dug up and people steal the road. And then they lay it again in tarmac. But on a slight incline as well, but definitely a Coronation Street-ish thing. North Yorkshire. Sounds a bit like Bolton. Have you heard Bolton?
He's from Leeds.
It sounds a bit like Bolton to me. Maybe... He literally says when he pulls up, it feels like Coronation Street. It does look identical, doesn't it? Houses that you can see, apart from the fact it's on a bit of a slope. But other than that... Oh, and then the other place it reminds me of is... did anybody see Bread in the 80s? It was a comedy set in Liverpool, and the house there was very similar to that, the road. There was some shenanigans going on with that, wasn't there? They had each other's houses. So there was Grandad who lived next door, and then there was the family. But so they got housing benefit. They rented each other's houses. It was ridiculous. And there was also a house opposite that one of the guys... One of the kids, I think he had his girlfriend living there. Oh, Sarah loved Bread. Oh, it was so funny, wasn't it? It was beautifully written, beautifully acted as well. Every one of them, every one of the characters was fantastic. Don't we remember when Simon had his Freddie Boswell hair? Because that was the family, the Boswells. Oh, they were brilliant. The one I loved was Joey. Joey was like... late 20s, head to toe in black leather, and he just had this cool aura about him. He was always like, yeah, what was he saying?
Don't know.
Greetings. He'd look at you and give you this cheesy grin and go, greetings. The actor turned out in the end, he went on to direct, and he directed Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow and was it John Hannah? Can't remember who else was in that, but Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. He became more well-known as a director than an actor, but I thought he was great. She's a tart. Hilarious. Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten that. Lilo Lil. Oh, and you know, you take one look at Freddie Boswell and you think, really, is this guy some kind of sex god? And then there was Aveline. Wasn't she the youngest and the only girl? And, you know, they had her played as, like, completely stupid. And all she would wander around saying was, well, I got to do me modelling, ain't I? Got to do me modelling. And she was dressed up like,
when Tesco you look, was here.
When you look back, she was dressed up like a real 80s girl. So you look back now and you think, oh, wow, 80s. But at the time, that was quite trendy. That look was trendy. And you didn't categorise it as the 80s, but it was. didn't she die, the original one who played that? Gilly Coman, I think it was. And I'm sure she died really young, you know, like in her 40s. She was very, very young. And the one who played Lilo Lil, wasn't that Eileen Atkins? She did some really serious work. How on earth somebody thought, do you know what? She'd be great as Lilo Lil. I don't know. But she was. She was fantastic. Oh, let's have a look at Bread. 1986. Good grief. And there were 7 series. Let's have a look. Kenneth Waller was granddad. Vic Maguire was a good actor. He is still about these days. I think he's doing 2 adverts at the moment. I'd forgotten Brian Murphy was in it. Great character name, Shifty Boswell. There she is, Eileen Pollock, the one who played Lilo Lil. She died not long ago. 19th of December last year she died. She was 73. But she was absolute class in that. She really was. What else was she in? I thought she was in some kind of... Children of the North, that was one thing. And Taggart, I don't remember her in Taggart. Oh, but I thought she was a fantastic actor anyway. Oh, Deb loved Bread as well. You'd forgotten about Bread, Tony. It was a good woman. What's weird about that, unless it's just me, they don't really repeat that much. It's one of the ones, you know, you get wall-to-wall repeats of stuff and you have seen them all 1,000 times. But not that one. I think it has been repeated. I think they repeated it during the day. So like a half-hour slot around lunchtime. But not like we're going to put the whole series on one after the other. Maybe people buy it in the box set. I don't know. I'd forgotten Shifty Boswell, though. Oh, there's Julie Coman. Gilly Coman. Yes, 54 she was when she died. Which, you know, that really is no age, is it? 2010, 11 years ago. And she was great. She had this kind of innocence about her that really carried it. And I'm sure a while back we mentioned Children's Ward and she was on that as well. So what else was she in? The Gathering Seed, I remember that, but that was a long, long time ago. And I didn't know she'd been in Emmerdale either. But looking at the rest of it, she moved on from Bread to Children's Ward and then Brookside. Well, you know, Brookside, forget it. There's no way I'm going to be watching a soap. Oh, so sad. She was such a cute girl, she was. Who else did we have? Oh, yes, Martina, the woman who was at the DSS. Oh, do you remember when it was the DSS and then the DHSS? That's, what would that be today? Like the Labour Department, where you would go if you were looking for a job. Or benefits, one or the other. And then Melanie Hill took over Aveline. So Gilly Coman left and Melanie Hill took over. She's been in loads of stuff. The show is literally just called Bread. It is. I think the story went on. Bread in the UK is another name for money. And this whole family were like living on benefits. But they were also doing like what in the UK is called a foreigner. A foreigner being another word for a job that you're not declaring for tax purposes. So if you said you're doing a foreigner, it probably has a totally different meaning elsewhere, doesn't it? This is why I'm explaining it. If you're doing a foreigner, it means kind of an off-the-books job. So they were all working as well. So the essence of bread and money meant that at the end of the day, they would all sit down together to have their dinner. And in the middle of the table, there was like a pot, and it was the kind of pot, it was a hen. You would take the lid off and then there was a pot and you would put money in the pot and then put the hen back on the top. So like putting eggs in a pot, basically. So everybody always had to tip up some money at the end of the day for who was known as Ma Boswell, the mother character. Oh, happy, happy days. I think I was at university when that was on. So a lot of people were watching, was it The Young Ones and Bottom, which didn't appeal to me, but I loved Bread. There was, I think it was one of the earlier series. If it started in 86, it would have been one of the earlier series. And I had to go, it was in the summer, and I was trying to get ahead on my studies because that was me. But obviously, I was 250 miles away from university and the library. I could have gone to Manchester Library, but that was a nightmare parking-wise. It ended up cheaper for me and faster to drive up to Lancaster University, which is about 60 miles away. In the summer, they rented out the student accommodation. So you could get really cheap accommodation. So I went up there for a week, and every day I went into their library. And at the time, all of this got quite complicated, but it's funny. If you were going to Lancaster University, you would not only get... You, back in the day, you didn't have to pay for university. It was free. Students now need a student loan to pay for their tuition fees. In addition to not having to pay a penny for the education, you also used to get a maintenance grant. But because I was going to a private college, I had to pay my own fees and I got no maintenance grant. So it was costing me money, whereas everybody else, you know, at Lancaster was getting this all for free. So I heads off up to Lancaster, goes into the library on the first day. And I'm looking around for the law books, and I'm getting the law books out, and I'm either photocopying pages, which you're allowed to do, or I was sitting there working through them. So there was this guy watching, and I thought, creepy. First day, creepy. Anyway, the second day, this guy came back in again, and I thought, oh, this is getting uncomfortable. And I'm dragging these books off the shelf. And once I've got enough books, then I'm going downstairs where they've got this huge photocopying room. This particular day, he said, excuse me. I said, yes, backing off. He said, are you a student here? Are you a law student? I said, no. He said, but you're a law student. I said, oh, yeah. He said, where, you know, if you don't mind me asking, where do you go? So I said, London, you know, Private College of University of London. And he said, I've never seen one of my students actually in the library. He must have thought I was either really keen for next year. He'd never seen a student of his in the library. So I pulls this book off the shelf and I opens it and I was absolutely disgusted. As I opened the book, the spine cracked, which meant nobody had opened this book. Moreover than that, the pages hadn't been cut. Law books... When they arrive, you need to get like a letter opener or a sharp knife and actually slice some of the pages to actually get them to open. And I'm thinking, I'm paying for my tuition. I don't get a maintenance grant. I'm paying living expenses. And these people are being given it all on a plate and they haven't even opened the book. It was me that opened the book for the first time. So not then I understood where this guy was coming from with, are you one of ours? You can't be, surely. So we spent the rest of the week chatting about it all. So I did get some free tuition there. Oh, Renee likes English sitcoms. We are repeating at the moment Fawlty Towers, which was one of the absolute best. Kim, I can exclusively reveal it is indeed Wendy. And there was lots of conversation going on. She's quite taken to him. Oh, Onslow. Good grief. I remember Onslow, Alex. Wasn't he in Heartbeat? Was it Heartbeat or The Royal? Didn't he take over from the guy who played Selwyn Froggitt? What was his name in Heartbeat? Can see his face. Can't remember the name. Let's have a look. Selwyn Froggitt. That's a British name, isn't it? Selwyn Froggitt. Oh, no, it's Selwyn Froggitt, 1974. Oh, no, that was Bill Maynard. Yeah, Bill Maynard, that's the guy. I think he was in Heartbeat, and I think when he left or died, one or the other, because he died 2018, he was 89. But didn't the character take over then? So let's have a look. Yeah, Bill Maynard was in Heartbeat, but towards the end, it was either that or The Royal, because they were from the same, I think it was the same production company. In the same location. Let's have a look. Not seeing it, so maybe not. Maybe not. Let's go find it. Keeping Up Appearances, wasn't it? Keeping Up Appearances. I love that. That was so good. I can't believe that is 30 years old. It was so, so good. Geoffrey Hughes, that's the fella. Now, was he or was he not in Heartbeat or the Royal? He was in the Royal Family. There you go. Vernon Scripps in Heartbeat. But it was the later series. And I think it was after Bill Maynard had left. Again, good actor. Good actor. He died as well. Good grief. He was 68. Died in 2012. So he actually died before the guy who retired before him. But he was great. He was a very good actor. Renee loved Onslow. Do you know, Renee, my mum hated Onslow. She couldn't abide him. She really did object to him. She liked the rest of the programme, but she just did not like Onslow. I don't think she could kind of see the merit in him, but I thought he was hysterical. Again, just a brilliantly written series. BBC have such good comedy. I don't know if ITV don't have such a good thing with comedy, because there's adverts in it and it breaks up the flow of a comedy show. Well, they did have some classics in their day, but nothing they could repeat these days. Does anybody remember Love Thy Neighbour and On the Buses? There's no way. Political correctness, no way they would even dare repeat them. They were that bad. They were very much 70s stuff. I think Mike's putting the shopping away. There you go. Coronation Street used to be an institution. It's still going. It is. My gran loved it. Oh, it was her favourite programme. To her, it was real. You know, it could have been the next street because her street looked like that. She absolutely loved it. So much so, we took her on a tour. There used to be Granada Studio tours and they toured you around Coronation Street. The House of Commons set that they used for First Among Equals and Baker Street. They were just amazing. It was amazing to see. Sadly, they closed that down. They closed down the aspect that you could visit, like a theme park. Then they actually closed down the entire studios. They moved them from where they were about 2 miles away. They moved them to a place called Salford Quays. Salford Quays was like abandoned at one point. It was where the shipping used to come in and it was abandoned. And then it was like a brownfield site ripe for regeneration. And they regenerated the whole thing over about 25 years. So it's like a city within a city now. But the area that used to be Coronation Street used to be the real set. That got demolished and they're building, I think it's office space, but you know where the office space is, like on the ground floor maybe, and then above that you've got residences. Quite weird, but that's what they're building. And it's so big, they're actually rerouting the roads around it as well. Oh, Dee says our equivalent of Coronation Street is Fair City. Shivers. So many Irish versions of things and they're usually lousy. you have good times, bad times, equivalent to Peyton Place. Wow. My mum used to talk about Peyton Place. I don't think I ever saw it. I'm not big on that kind of things. Oh, Tony did a new flooring for a DHS building back in the 80s. Got a gyro check. 25k. It was a great conversation starter with my mates. Told them I'd be signed on for the first time and couldn't understand why they were moaning about dole money. Oh, you bad boy. Gyros. I'd totally forgotten about gyros. None of that these days. Oh. Selwyn is surely Welsh. Selwyn Froggitt, I barely remember. All I remember about that is, again, my mum loathed it. It was one of those that there was a catchphrase in it, and it was one that everybody was using at the time, this catchphrase. I cannot remember it for the life of me what it was. Let's have a look at it. When was he Welsh? He smashes his way through the sleepy Yorkshire village of Scarsdale. So no, it was based in Yorkshire. But the programme was, oh no, it's Selwyn Froggitt. But there was a catchphrase and I don't know what the catchphrase was. But again, everyone was using it and it wasn't mum's idea of a good time. It's too slapstick, I would say. Let's see if we can find out what the phrase actually was. Wikipedia. There's what we need, Wikipedia. Oh, it was his idea. It was actor's idea. Ran from 1974 to 1978. He was a council labourer in Scarsdale, working men's club secretary, hapless handyman and all-round public nuisance. Created by Roy Clark. Now, wasn't he the one? Who wrote Rising Damp? Did he have something to do with Rising Damp? The series was mostly written by a different guy, produced by Yorkshire. I just can't see if there was any catchphrase with it. Oh, do you know, I'm looking at the faces now and I do remember them. I do remember some of these actors. The original cast, Robert Keegan, whose name I don't particularly remember, but Megs Jenkins was in it. She was in a lot of war films. A guy called Ray Mort, don't remember him, Richard Davies, Bill Dean and Harold Goodwin. Now, I do remember Harold Goodwin. He was a big comic actor back then. But there was a particular phrase in it and it would push Mum's buttons every single time. She loathed it. Was he a stand-up comedian in the day? I think he might have been. He might have been. He was very good delivering comic lines, just my mother didn't like him. So we didn't see much of him. Oh. You like Love Thy Neighbour. I'm loving that, Tracy. It triggered a shortcut. You don't say thy often, though, do you? So you get away with it. Grace Brothers, Are You Being Served? That's where we got the young Jonathan from. Young Mr. Grace. Although Jonathan really is young. I must admit, I did like Love Thy Neighbour. I thought they gave as good as they got to each other. And it just, to me, it proved how stupid racism was. But it's got a bad rep now. Let's put it like that. But I just love the way the guys went off on each other. And the women were like, oh, just leave them to it. They're like children. So I did like that. On the Buses was one of my favourites. I love that. But I watch it back now and it really is really sexist, isn't it? And it shows you what you're exposing children to at such an early age. And then you wonder why they've got like odd views or views that you wouldn't want them to have. Because those programmes aren't really meant for children. And then they internalise the message. So, yeah, I can see why it doesn't get much of a repeat. Having said that, it does get repeated on ITV3. Shortcuts are handy and annoying. Depends. I always put with mine a first character that's unusual. I use a section key. So if it's a shortcut, unless it's an autocorrect, it's section key and then whatever I want. And that way I don't make any mistakes. I fly too fast for that. Oh, Penelope Keith is such a good actor. Oh, I very nearly met her. I met her virtually. I was working locally at a recording studio and quite a few people had come in to do voiceovers. And this guy was saying, yeah, we got Penelope Keith tomorrow. Well, I was really excited. Turns out she was on the other end of an ISDN line. I did have a very nice conversation with Paul McKenna, though, on the phone. He didn't come in either, but I had a conversation with him. But I really, really wanted to meet her. I thought she was fantastic. Didn't the inspector say it to the Buses and the bus driver? Oh, he had one as well, didn't he? I'll get you, butler, was one catchphrase. I'll get you, butler. Rising Damp was just genius. On all levels, Rising Damp was genius. I don't think I saw Porridge the first time round. I've seen odd episodes since, and the thing that got me was I had no idea when it was first on. There's a character in it, and he's like an older guy, quite small, grey hair, and was there like... I mean, yes, he did gags and stuff, but he was like a much older guy that didn't get embroiled with the rest of them often. And it was David Jason, and I had no idea. Because the next time I saw David Jason was in Open All Hours, which, again, that was just genius. I couldn't equate the two. You know, in one, he's playing an old man, and in the other, he's playing like the delivery boy. It was unbelievable, that. Oh, I do remember Frank Spencer. Guess what? Two slapstick for my mother. We never saw it. I was aware of it. Don't think I ever saw an episode until I went to university. Simon uses a section key too. Great mind, Simon. The cast of On the Buses was recycled. Hang on. My chat stopped. It won't move up. There we go. Recycled. You Rang My Lord. I thought You Rang My Lord had the cast from the Butlins takeoff. What was it called? Heidi High. Well, wasn't that from Heidi High? That was the campus one, wasn't it? Guess what? Mum didn't like that. Didn't see it much. She didn't like I Didn't See Much. You had a Dutch version of Porridge. Were the characters like really similar? Or did they like change them up a bit? Oh, Heidi High. No, I didn't see that many. But that, again, it was one of those programmes that even if you didn't watch it, you were aware of the Heidi High Good Morning Campers thing, because it was pervasive. Hoody ho. Oh, I'll tell you another one in relation to Heidi High that I did watch. My mother approved. Aha! Good grief, something she liked. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Absolute genius. Stupid, but genius. I find that kind of comedy harmless, but some people don't approve of it. But I just found it completely harmless. We've had a good one here today talking about TV, which blows my mind. What we do in the UK, you either have a series that's put on once a week and there's no box set binge watch until it's finished, and your chances of making it to the end with no spoilers are slim to non-existent. But the other way that they do it is they hijack the a particular slot every day for the entire week. And that's what ITV have been doing this week. They've had a drama on called Viewpoint. So it started on Monday at 9 o'clock, and then Tuesday at 9, Wednesday at 9, Thursday at 9. And tonight, instead of having 6 episodes, there's only 5. So the last episode was tonight. So I said to Mike, I'm not watching it because there's adverts in it and I refuse to watch adverts. I thought the first episode was a bit slow, but I thought, give it another chance. So I watched the second one. Not bad. So what I did with it was download it. And that way I don't have to jiggle with the adverts. But just in case I can't download it, I make sure that it's actually recorded and then I skip the ads. So we get to Wednesday. And on Wednesday, the lead character... I agree with you, Tony. It's not being great. But you know, once I got to Wednesday, I was invested. So I'm watching it thinking this is getting silly. But the other thing, the other reason why it's resonating with me, Tony, it's actually filmed in Manchester. So all of those locations I know. That road that they're in, something buried something or other, Bury is in it. That's actually St John Street. And I know St John Street really well. So all of the scenery is much better than the plot, to be honest. But anyway, he's now in trouble. So the lead character is played by Noel something or other, and he's in trouble with the Me Too campaign. So he's been accused by, let's say, a few women of being inappropriate with them. But that didn't stop ITV putting part 4 on last night. Anyway, this thing's still rumbling on. So he's had his BAFTA taken off him and people are now not wanting to work with him. But I thought, well, you know, they'll obviously, you know, put the last episode on. No. They've binned it. So Mike's saying to me, you know that programme? Yeah, when I said some women, yeah, 20. Quite a few. Yeah, so what to do now? So Mike's reading it out to me and he says, you know that programme that you were watching? Was it Viewpoint? I said, that's the one. Not brilliant, but, you know, I'm invested now and I want to know what happened. So he said, right. And he reads this story out to me and he said, so... ITV have binned it. Now I'm incredulous. Like, what? What? Can't bin it. I've watched 4 episodes and there's only 5. And I want to know the end. So Mike then finishes up. Last line of this article was, if you really, really want to know what happens, they'll put it on demand, but only for a short time. And I thought, well, I'll try and fit it in while it's on demand. Because the other issue is they've now blocked it for download. So now you either watch it online to see what happened. Mind you, at least online you could watch it 2 times, couldn't you? They've actually been the last episode. You know, and I said, when my gran was alive and she was watching TV, she didn't have a phone, she didn't have an iPad, and she didn't want one. She didn't have a TV with catch-up on it. That's the demographic of people watching ITV. If you had any sense, you'd watch something else, because, as Tony says, it's not been great. But seriously, if you were of that demographic, how do you watch that last episode? That's ridiculous. Because he was in just as much trouble this time yesterday as he is today, and they put last night's episode on. Don't get me going. Oh, it is on catch-up, Tony, but not until 9 o'clock tonight, and then only for a limited amount of time. And I don't know if that limited amount of time is like an hour. Because if it is, then I'm so without a paddle. But I only need to know who did it, so never mind. Exactly, Sarah. It's not been great. It's been too slow. When you compare that with Line of Duty, I mean, you just can't compare, can you? But seriously, to take off the last episode, I think that is criminal. Because, I mean, I know there's 20, right? But we could have 20 people saying that X did Y. That doesn't mean that they did. You are innocent until proven guilty. And I know he's released a statement, but it's all one of those, it's what we call a Kevin Spacey statement. I don't recall doing anything, but if I did, I didn't mean to. One of those. But I don't care if it's 20 or 2,000. Obviously, because you're then playing the odds. And that's not how the law works. You have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Which doubtless, given how many there are, they probably will. But not today. And that shouldn't affect work that he's already done. He's been paid for it. So the only people being punished for this are the people who've invested 80% of the time watching a series they now can't watch the end of. Yeah, so bad words were said. More bad words. Oh, dear. We'll all get, if anyone gets it on catch up and can manage to download it, do let me know. The Channel and BAFTAs have been waiting for there to be real complaints rather than hearsay and came through yesterday after the Guardian article. Even so, it's the audience, isn't it? Put it on the Mac and record the screen. Tracy, I actually did that earlier in the week, but not with that. There was a film that I found. In fact, it was thanks to you that I found it. I was looking for, what's it called? The Good Fight. And I found this film and I thought, oh, quite fancy watching that. And then I thought, is it in English or is it subtitled? Anyway, it was in English. I thought, oh, yes. And then I thought, how long? And it was like about 3 hours, just over 3 hours. I thought, I haven't got that amount of time. Couldn't download it. So I thought, I'll just press play on one on the browser and record on the other and leave it going. So I did do that. It was The Spider's Web, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and The Spider's Web. So that, I do have that available. Because the other thing was, I thought, well, I'll watch it at the weekend. And then when I looked, guess what it said? Goes off in 2 days. I thought, that's brilliant on a Tuesday. Anyway, I did manage to acquire a copy of it. So, yeah. But the thing is, I can't really put it on, even if it... Well, I could, I suppose, on another machine. I'll have to ponder that. So Tony says it's one way of ITV getting a mass audience. Smells a bit re-timey and not broadcasting the last episode. Yes, it's all a bit, oh, we've got this and we're not showing it, you know. So FOMO kicks in then, doesn't it? FOMO. If you've watched the first four episodes, you're going to want to watch that last one just in case. But, I mean, it's not been the best. So maybe I just shouldn't have started watching. If I'd just recorded them, I could have made a decision. Do you know what? Everyone says it's rubbish, so I won't bother. But silly me, I decided I'd watch it. And then it was like, God, that was slow. And then it was, well, you know, you're invested now. And that's how they get us, isn't it? Oh, well, I shall work that out in the next 55 minutes because I've got to go away and make sure that I'm ready for 9 o'clock. Because it is Two Show Friday. So for the moment, I shall say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.